Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
Darius, how's it feel to be back?
Yeah, it's great. My heart's pumping a bit at the moment. I'm excited. It's something I never thought would happen, to be back and been away for a while. It's a very professional club and I'm very, very happy to be here.
Does it feel like you've come home?
Yeah, definitely. I think nothing's really changed. Driving up to Red Hill today is exciting and really looking forward to a new chapter, a new fresh start, and Brisbane's a great club to do that at, and it's home for me, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Did you ever think you'd be back here, Darren? Look, when you left, did you ever think that was it?
Oh, I did think that was it. I think it's Brisbane was a childhood favourite club since I was about 6 years old, and always loved the club, and I always had even other clubs, I still loved the Broncos and had a soft spot for them, and never thought I'd be able to get the chance to be back, so I'm really, really pleased and really looking forward for a good year.
You've got to remember with Darius, when he left, he didn't want to leave. I still remember the day like it was yesterday. He was wanting to stay and I was going, and I asked him what he wanted to do, and he said he wanted to stay, and I said, well, you better go over and see him in the front office. And he came over here and talked to the CEO and the coach, the incoming coach, and they both told him he wasn't wanted. So he came back, and still remember he had tears in his eyes, and what will I do, coach? I said, well, you can come with me. The rest is history.
Wayne, was it your intention when you came back to Brisbane this time to bring Darius back?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Well, he'd made a decision before I made a decision that he was staying with the Knights, and which he had under his contract. Yeah, that's right. In his last year there, because he had a four-year contract there. And unbeknown to me, he informed the club that he wasn't staying. So when I made my decision and this opportunity came here, then I realised there's an opportunity to bring him back.
Darius, obviously a couple of guys have had to leave for you to come. Any pressure involved in that, the fact that you are number one fullback?
Oh, there's always pressure. The Broncos is a very great club to be at, and you want to perform at the highest level. And I suppose football does funny things sometimes, and I suppose all I can concentrate on is me, and I'm here. I'm looking forward to being here and playing really well next year.
Darius, what are your recollections of that conversation, Wayne? Just mentioned then, I mean, obviously emotional day for you,
by
the sounds of
things. Yeah, it was exactly as Wayne put it. I remember exactly like that, and I mean, I didn't know a lot to do with the business side of things, with clubs and how salary caps and all those things kind of worked at the time, and I did want to stay, but it didn't work out, and I went away, and I think I had some good years in different clubs, and the other clubs were both great to me in different ways, and I learned a lot, and but I'm really excited to be back as well.
Darius, you talk about a fresh start. What do you feel you've learned about yourself in the last 3 months?
How long do you have now?
two hours.
No, I mean, a lot of it's probably been in the papers and things a bit already, but on a general, I sort a few things out with family things and I suppose a few ways I handle things and situations. I've really learned a lot in when I went away into the clinic and different things, and I'm just really looking forward to the next 6-12 months because that's what I want to... I suppose I've made a lot of plans and I would just need to put into action now.
Wayne, what have you noticed about Darius in the last few months?
Me personally, not a great deal of difference. I've always had a good relationship with him and I've always accepted Darius for what he is. But obviously he feels a lot better about himself, and that's an obvious part to me. But we've always had a really great relationship, and we didn't want to talk. I understood that because I get like that some days. I don't want to talk either. so we were never in conflict about those things. And we always got around. We both communicated well with each other. We always have. And but I know he's feels a lot better about himself and about the changes that he's made, and he's starting to like Darius, and that's pretty important in all of our lives.
Darius, it's only 5 minutes here in front of us. You can see a bit more comfortable even just in front of the media.
Yeah, definitely. I think I've learned a lot, and I've done a few things that have probably supposed taught me a few things, how to appreciate things in life more, and I suppose the list that goes on, but it's part of the job, and I want to be a happier person, and some of the things I've done in the past probably didn't make me a happy person, and I think I've sorted those things out. I'm still on track and doing more things. It's going to take a lot more time than the last few months, but I'm on the right track, and it starts with everything in my life, which is media, fans, friends, family, all that kind of stuff. So
sort of a new leaf, what
you're saying? Yeah, well, I mean, I've kind of changed things in the past. I've learned a lot and looking forward to a new chapter in the future.
Darius, yeah. You've played a lot of obviously in Norwich level. Do you
is fullback the preferred spot where you want to be?
Yeah, definitely fullback's my favourite spot. I suppose I don't mind centres. I've played a bit before too, and yeah, I've played wing and that, so fullback's probably my, I suppose, my preferred spot, yeah.
Wayne, thank you back in Brisbane, just in, and the time of Wayne coming back, it's all sort of worked pretty well, both on and off the field for you. Like, is this where you can be best in yourself and also the football field and off the field?
Yeah, definitely. I think Brisbane, I wouldn't want to be at a better club, really. I've been at, it's the club I started at and the club I never wanted to leave, and I'm back, which is really exciting. And off the field, I've got a lot of family and friends here and a lot of support, and that's what I need, and that's what I've planned to do in the future, and I'm really looking forward to all that starting now.
Wayne, was Darius the last piece of the puzzle for the 2015 roster?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it was. Look, he was so important to bring here because of what he brings. I know what he brings, and I know what the team needs here, and what he brings they need. I've got a young 5'8", I've got a young halfback. Although Ben's played 100 games, but he hasn't played, you know, most of them off the interchange bench. He had a great season last year, but the half 5'8 and the fullback are the keys to the modern game, and he's as good as anybody in that fullback position. And because he's a mature player now, he's a 200 game player, and he's been a part of two premierships and three different clubs, so he brings a lot of maturity, and we need that, and he'll be invaluable to him. So that was a deliberate choice. I knew what I was doing. So he was the one I wanted.
Darius, do you see yourself ending your football career in Rockhurst before you finish up?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah. I mean, it's home for me, so like I said, I never thought I'd be back, and I've got 3 years and I want to make the most of them and show what I can do, and hopefully that'd be awesome if I could do that and finish my career and live here and retire here for sure.
What was the reception like from the other guys when you presumably gone in and had a chat to them? What sort of reception did you receive?
Yeah, good. They're all friendly guys. Some of them aren't back yet, but I know a lot of them anyway, and I need to get around and see a few of the young guys coming through and introduce myself to them, and I'm looking forward to it. Weights this afternoon and starting from there.
Darius, what does it mean to continue on with Wayne when obviously you've been on this journey in football? What does it mean to continue that?
Yeah, it's great. Wayne's been great to me, and I love being coached under Wayne and what he brings to the teams and the clubs, and Brisbane as a whole, as a club as well, all the staff, Paul, CEO, everyone, whatever they've done to get me here, and everyone's been very welcoming, and I'm really looking forward to this season.
Wayne, do you feel like Darius' best football is ahead of him when it comes to the team?
Well, look, he was magnificent at the Dragons. He won the Clive Churchill medal on the grand final night, and I thought his 3 years there were exceptional. And at times he played as good as I've probably seen, you know, the great players at the Broncos play consistently over week after week, and the Knights was a bit different for him. It was a different challenge there, and was probably not as good as he was at the Dragons, but that wasn't, you know, all because of him. It was just a different, Knights was a completely different challenge, but we survived all that. He's a better person for it, but he's home now, he's happy, he's with an extremely good club. He, as I said a number of cases here this morning, the club's his home, this club here, and I should think that he'll be at his best. He's at age group as well, and he's in great shape. He carries no injuries with him. He's in the prime of his career. And I just hope for the fans here and himself that he does that. And I'm so confident he will, it doesn't matter.
See, Willie Mason was saying that, was he just stirring the pot when he said you two should cut the cord? But Willie just...
Well, Willie's only jealous. He wants to be here with us. Just being jealous.
What kind of serious side of that, though, Darius? Do you ever think that you've been coached by someone else? Wayne, other than the rep stuff,
this
possibility would be good for you, or, you know,
different challenge,
or stick with what you know, because it's been successful.
Yeah, well, that's it. Wayne's been great to me, and I really respect Wayne, and I think he's the best coach in the game, and I'd love to be coached for him as long as I possibly could, and if he wants me there, I'd love to be there, and obviously Brisbane just happened to work out that way, and how good is it to be back at home and one of the best clubs you can play for, and I'm really lucky, and I'm really looking forward to the season.